כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
הלו בצלצלי שומע, בצלצלי שרוח. Shalom. We're up to the pasuk. Hallelujah. Ooh, b'tzil shalei shoma. Hallelujah. B'tzil shalei shaluha. These are the final tailing of music that express the beautiful world that Hashem set up for us. Tzilzul Shoma is a symbol. You usually don't have multiple symbols in an orchestra. One big symbol that makes a big sound. Even the way it works, it brings everything together. Sometimes it's a sign of announcement or strong expression. But the nature of the symbol is basically taking the two parts and bringing them together and making one loud sound. And that's one of the final stages of the Bria. Hashem put so many different choices into the Bria. Which are before the Chasdodim and the Dinim and the and all the multifaceted forces that are behind everything in the Bria. And before it comes out into the world, they all connect into one unit, which encompasses all the koyfas together. Or the master plan of the universe is in place. Then we have the Tzilzli Tzeruah, the blast of the Trua, of the Shofar, of the trumpet, as a sign of coronation. When the king comes, they blow the Trua. That's the last stage of the Bria. When the coronation of the Kodesh Bo was basically when all the Koyfas that were in the world, the whole blueprint was set up perfectly, ready to go, and then comes the Trua. Everything came out, and the vegetation sprouted forth, and the animals came to life, and we got on the shamas, and everything came to life. So, these are things we say every day, Baruch HaShem, they came Melech HaOilam. We say those words, Melech HaOilam. As connected this Tzilzul Tzeruah. Hashem is the Melech. It says, Ki Hashem HaMelucha U'Moyshel Bagoyim. The Magoyim says, Melucha is Melech who is picked by the people. He cares for the people. They want him. U'Moyshel is somebody that forces himself on others. And that's what we're saying. Ki Hashem HaMelucha HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Rachamot created a melucha, that this world is a place where he's not forcing his dominion on us, but we are so happy to be part of his dominion, to be recipients of his greatness, of his chasodim, that he imbued in every facet of this world. Like I say, in the morning, we say this, Tzilzli Shoma, Tzilzli Shua, reminding ourselves how happy we have to be. All this whole complex creation that we're living in, all the different parts of it, were all perfectly designed, everything in the right position for us. And we see the product of this whole master plan. That's the Shoma and the Shua. And as we go through life, remind yourself that not all things that exist in the world. The experiences we have are also part of that. Every experience we go through in the course of the day, especially from Kadosh Baruch for us to deal with in the proper fashion, to realize that if Hashem could give us a situation, it's something we can grow from. And I gave a situation, we could see the good in it, and always in a good spirit, and take advantage.
Shvi Zoyche, to feel all these different Nigurin, Klei Nigina, beautiful musical instruments of all the different parts of the world, the existence that we are part of, and go through life happily. Of course, the Tayyip HaGadosh Baruch will take advantage of all the goodness He gave us and gives us to continue growing closer and closer to Hashem and emulating His wonderful music.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111